www.thesonsofliberty.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have Bradley and Jake broadcasting live out of sunny Florida. Folks, it is so hot. It's hard to bathe by the pool for more than 10 minutes.
I know. And research and research.
And wait. I thought the Sons of Liberty, I thought those guys were out there fighting for our liberties. They are. Jake, you want to just go ahead and recap as to what's been going on since we've been here?
Well, I just got done reading my Bible by the poolside. But, you know, sometimes when it gets hot like that, the reason I do it is so I can meditate of what it was like in the Middle Eastern times when the early Christians were in the desert.
So you can experience
it. That's right.
Man, that's a great way to put it.
Next to the palm trees, too. Palm trees are in the Bible. I don't know if everybody realizes that, but there was an area where there was palm trees. But over the past week, we took off on Friday, I think. We broadcasted the show in Minnesota, and we got on the bus and started heading south.
Now, as we're moving on this tour here, we've actually come into the state of Iowa, the lovely state of Iowa. We took off on Friday, as I just said, to Peoria, Illinois, took some photos there. Follow us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can see our trip. It's been almost 2 weeks, I believe. And we went into Nashville. We worked with a mysterious producer. We're not going to let that cat out of the bag yet, but the band, Junkyard Prophet, who Bradley is a drummer of, is also part of the tool that we use for the outreach program, You Can Run, That You Cannot Hide International. And we bring that band into the schools. We do concerts, and then we speak to the kids. And we speak like the Founding Fathers did. Our music's just a little different, maybe a little more aggressive. It's not piccolos and violins and things like that. But we're using the tools that God gave us. That's junkyardprophet.com, actually. As you shift from there, we go to Orlando. Of course, we did the Villages Tea Party. I actually got some great feedback from the Villages Tea Party, and I want to share that with you folks today. A gentleman by the name of David Robinson said, I wish, I pray more for people to study our forefathers and learn how far we have been dumbed down. We don't need the role models put forth. We need to study the Bible and the people that study the Bible, which allowed them to write the best document ever written by a government. Period. You are right on the money there, David. And I know that's exactly what you see these Tea Parties get reinvigorated with the Christian principles and foundations. After Bradley's done speaking at these events, it's phenomenal. And look at some of the response. We posted videos at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And you can see what people are saying, students are saying, mothers are saying, all over the country. after we left off from there, we went from the village's tea party, and then, of course, that weekend, or excuse me, the following week, which would be on Wednesday, we went down to the Coral Ridge Studio, which is Truth the Transform, with Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Now, he was a co-host along with Dr. D.J. Kennedy doing television for decades down there out of Florida, and all over the world it reached. They said, listen, Bradley, we heard your work down in Florida here and what happened with the school, how you stood for religious liberties. You're an advocate for this 16-year-old student in the public school, and here you are. We want to have you do a one-hour special for Memorial Day, speaking about the veterans, the price of freedom, and likening it unto Christ and how Christ ties in to that situation. See, we have the greatest veteran of all, and that's Jesus Christ. He laid down his life. He shed his blood for our spiritual liberty, our redemption. And those that serve in the armed forces in the United States of America are mimicking that example. Nothing good happens outside of sacrifice, folks. And that's what Dr. Jerry Newcomb realized that this ministry is bringing, and that's what's transforming the next generation. So he covered it. Then we moved on to the Gospel Channel. Stacy, he broadcasts all over the United Kingdom, Germany, France, and Belgium. And, of course, for the Awakening with Matt Saver and Liberty Council and the folks there. So that was a very busy weekend, a great weekend. We posted a lot of the pictures and videos taken from that as well. Then we went to the Tea Party Patriots headquarters in Georgia with Jenny Beth Martin. Got a great picture of Bradley and Jenny in front of the bus on there as well. Spent some time with them. Shifted over to Liberty Alliance. Of course, we connected with those guys. Bradley's been writing with them for quite some time right now. And this was his response, Jared Valerani, excuse me. Glad you all came by. We look forward to continued friendship and partnership. Now, that partnership consists of taking ground, and most guys at Liberty Alliance are serious about taking ground, which is why they're serious about the Sons of Liberty. Now, it brings us all the way to today. Today's Thursday, 25th, 7 p.m. tonight. We've been talking about it. We had Jake Daigle on the air not too long ago as well, and we were doing the Des Moines Area Community College DMAC. There was an issue going on right there where DMAC had sponsored a pro-LGBT group, which is actually attacking Christian conservatives in the state of Iowa. This 20-year-old stood up, like we described yesterday, and explained. And now he wants to do an event, or now he's doing an event, excuse me, to counter that perspective. At 7 p.m. tonight at DMAC College, we encourage you all to come. Jake said that he got some response from our listeners yesterday from being on the show. You guys show up 7 p.m. Show the fact that there is a silent majority that exists. Let's materialize that. Let's polarize it for the right reason. And let's send the message and the signal. So, again, we encourage you all to come to the Des Moines Area Community College tonight. DMAC is going to be at the building where they do the agriculture building. And there's also a Facebook page set up for that as well. You can find all that information at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, too, I wanted to give this shout-out because we had a gentleman named Shane Christensen, who's a veteran that actually emailed us yesterday. We'd had Representative Trey Gowdy on the show last week, and he responded after Trey was talking about Benghazi and sticking it to this administration. Said, Mr. Dean, I thank God for his spirit reaching out to you and yours on planting seeds for the Lord in the hearts and minds of the younger generation. Everybody identifies this, and we're not talking about some cheesy youth group that has pizza parties. Just saw another flyer the other day at a hotel we went to. Free pizza, free dessert. We don't lure them in by goodies, folks. We lure them in by the demonstration of the Holy Ghost, which is what Christ did. That's why there was no major PR other than the miracles that were given. Also, too, as I move on through that email that was just said, I'm a patriotic American, honorably discharged veteran, whose sworn oath protects this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. It seems the domestic is the largest enemy we in this nation face today. They bring up Benghazi with treason and so on. I'm going to finish that when we come back. But also, too, stay tuned. Troy Newman from...
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, we have Mr. Troy Newman from Operation Rescue on the second segment. So after this one, stay on the line. 2:30, he'll be joining us at Central Time. So for all the Eastern Time listeners, it'll be 3:30. And again, we appreciate all your feedback and response. I wanted to finish off, and then I want to get to the topic that we want to discuss today. Don't forget, we have the event tonight at DNAP College here in Iowa. We are here. We're in Ankeny City, small suburb north of Des Moines. There is transportation set around the state of Iowa to bring people in. So if you're in any area, say you're too far away and you think, gosh, I couldn't make it, it's just too far away, we got ride sharing and things like that available as well. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. This again is Mr. Shane Christensen. We were talking about Benghazi because we had Trey Gowdy on the show last week and had an interview with him. We were talking about Benghazi, Fast and Furious, and this abominable administration. They also brought up impeachment. You don't hear that very often from representatives. But anyhow, this gentleman continues. This is Shane. Benghazi was treason. We have the SATCOM links from Benghazi and Washington. You are correct in the message you share with the younger generation about the Constitution. Thank you from this old vet. God bless, Shane Christensen. He's actually from Alaska, and he asked me today if he can pick up the podcast for the show. I'm sure he'll be listening. I think it's so important right now, folks, that you have veterans all over the country that are looking for hands and feet. How do I continue to fight for my country? As I've always done, it's what they know. They know the sacrifice. The message from Bradley speaks to them. It's not a new message. One that resounds with them, that they embrace. Folks, we need to get more busy. I know a lot of you think you're doing all you can. You're doing a lot. And trust me, I feel that way sometimes, too. How can I do more? You get polarized all of a sudden and overwhelmed. But there the Spirit of God is right on the other end of that to say, no, 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 there is more. Trust in me more. How do you trust in the Lord more? You've got to have that faith built up in your heart. You've got to have forsaken your life on this earth, what Christ said in his word. He that seeks to save his life shall lose it. He who loses his life for mine shall find it. Troy Newman from Operation Rescue has been covering this whole situation. And this is why, folks. This is exactly why. There's no excuse. As we enjoy America, we enjoy American liberty. We drove over here on the way over and Bradley kept mentioning, I don't see where the recession is. I don't see where we're broke. There's buildings going up everywhere. Everybody has their new cars, brand new buildings and facilities. In the midst of all of that,
We have a situation in Philadelphia right now that's being covered, not very much by the mainstream, only to tell you when he's dismissed the charges. The local media's report that the judge has determined Gosnell will not face 3 counts of murder, 1 count of infanticide, and 5 counts of abuse of a corpse. The latter charge is related to Gosnell keeping the severed feet of aborted babies in jars in his clinic. Now, can you hear that and tell me, folks, in America that you really believe you're doing the most that you can possibly do? You have an animal who, because of the permission of a Supreme Court, who then had the Congress and the executive branch kowtow to their whim as they legislatively created something called unlaw that said we will protect the abortion industry. That is the only reason this man is alive right now. That's the only reason this man has the ability to have a clinic. That's the only reason this man has gone this long without being criminally indicted and losing his life. Severed feet of aborted babies in jars in his clinic, folks. We're doing so much. We're overworked. You're not losing your life enough for Christ. The more you lose your life for Christ, the more you realize you have more time, you have more ability, you have more resources, because you tap into eternal resources. But first it takes forsaking the old man. Now, Gosnell, at this point, this is where it slid, folks. This is what the mainstream has covered. That right there, what I told you. He will not face 3 counts of murder, 1 count of infanticide, and 5 counts of abuse of a corpse. What they don't tell you is Gosnell still faces the remaining 4 charges of first-degree murder. And I'm here to tell you right now, that line, oh, but he still faces, that line should have never been drawn. Those first three, the guy should have been thrown in the slammer. And that's throwing away the key, folks. And a life for a life. When you can take a little baby that's still moving and slice its neck off and then not be charged, you tell me what kind of system. And you tell me how much you're really working for. Are you really working hard? There's a line drawn in the sand now. Well, he still faces the remaining 4 charges of first-degree murder and the deaths of newborn babies, an additional charge of third-degree murder over the death of one of the abortion clients. See, what they're doing, the justice system is protecting themselves. They are the idiots that came down with this legislation that said that a baby, an infant, is not really life. So what they would like to see happen out of this is all of the charges of the child screaming, struggling to get away, that was murdered point blank, thrown in freezer, feet cut off, laid on a shelf for 20 minutes to suffocate and die, dumped in a stinking toilet in America. We're not talking about the war crimes, the medical crimes that Nazi Germany performed on innocent people. We're talking about in America, the freest country in the nation, the light and the beacon of hope to multiple billions around the globe. That's who we're talking about right now. And what they would like to see is for you to be desensitized and believe that it's not a child, it's not life, but, oh, this older woman who went in to murder her baby, we need to feel bad for her, and we need charges pressed against him for killing her. But, you know, the other one, how in the world can we condemn something that we've already condoned? And you know what it is? It's an example, folks, of America and their lack of repentance towards their God, because now you have a judicial system that doesn't want to repent of their atrocities towards God and God's law. Oh, but we've got some good justices in there. Tell me where they stand for life. We've had some good presidents. Bradley's brought before on the show. Howard Phillips, somebody we'd met with a number of times, just passed on this past Saturday. He's a pro-life worker. He sat in closed meetings with people like Ronald Reagan and other great conservatives as the world looks at. And in his administration, he turned to him and said, you know I can't get rid of abortion. Baloney. You take abortion and you allow every single attorney general and every single governor, just like you see in the Dakotas right now, prosecute those that commit these crimes, and you won't have Gosnell stinking trials. His defense attorney, Jack McMahon, who should be thrown in prison along with him as he defends criminality. And folks, in God's justice system, that's where we need to look through the eyes. This is murder. This is breaking the law. And everybody that's an accessory to it is just like a witness to it. And they're equally accountable to it. He had asked that all 7 charges of first-degree murder be dismissed due to the lack of evidence. He's got eyewitnesses in his clinic talking about these things, what Gosnell's doing. showing babies in toilets, snipping their spinal cords after they've been alive on a table for a while, chopping off their feet and putting them in jars and storing them. And that's only the evidence that they found, folks. I guarantee you it goes a lot deeper. And I guarantee you the Planned Parenthood, who knew about this, is doing way more than that through their clinics all around the country. Because anybody who breaks the law, anybody who is a murderer, they commit abominations, folks. They cross the line. They've severed their conscience. That's what God taught judgment. And he taught how to deal with criminals. Why? Because it would be a mercy. I'm reading a book that John Adams read at the foundation of our country, and we threw off a tyrant called King George, who never even conceived the murder of babies. Duplessis Monterey, in the book Vindicia Contra Tyrannos, that's Latin. My Latin is a little not so sharp. But he said, but if you spare someone, you will embolden both him to commit any sort of crime because of his impunity, and others to do so as well, in hope of an equivalent impunity. And as a result, you will subsequently kill large numbers of innocents at their hands. Assuredly, it is a mercy to kill some and cruelty to save some. What is he talking about? If you don't want to face the consequence of your crime, then don't commit it. That's your choice, not society. Societies will deal with it because they will protect the innocent. They do not protect criminals. Romans 13 is very clear about that. Are you doing enough, America? Are you doing enough for the cause of your country? I am shocked that these counts have been dismissed, said Cheryl Sullinger, senior policy advisor for Operation Rescue. Again, we're going to have Troy Newman next segment on with us from Operation Rescue to talk a little bit more about this. I have heard testimony by very credible witnesses to the effect that these babies were murdered in cold blood by Gosnell as they cried and struggled for their life. As they cried and struggled for their life. As they cried and struggled for your life. You would look at God and say he is unjust if while we cry and struggle and pray at the Capitol for us to have the right to keep and bear arms, if God did not answer our cause. But how can God be a just judge when we have this right now? How many of us are running to the rescue of their cause? I have heard testimony by very credible witnesses to the effect that these babies were murdered in cold blood by Gosnell as they cried and struggled for life. Well, Lord, hear us. Don't tread on me. We're marching on the capitals, Lord. We want our constitutional rights. We want our right to bear arms. We want limited government. We want fiscal sanity. It says in the book of Proverbs that he that disobeys God's law, even his prayer, is an abomination unto him. Are we doing enough in America? Are you doing enough? Folks, we're going to be right back with you. Again, Troy Newman from Operation Rescue to take this another step further. This man is fighting. Is he doing enough? I'll let you determine that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, join us at BMAT College tonight, 7 p.m. We go into the enemy's camp.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Sons of Liberty, folks. And as promised, excuse me, Troy Newman with us with Operation Rescue to talk about this Gosnell case. Troy, thank you for joining us again.
Hey, it's great to be here, guys.
Awesome. Now, where are you right now? Are you in Philadelphia, or where are you at in the country?
No, I'm back in Kansas. I'm heading back to Philadelphia this weekend to be at the closing arguments for the Gosnell trial on Monday.
Can you give an update, a bird's eye, well, not even a bird's eye, a firsthand account of what's going on in this trial? Of course, I've been reading, I know I've been following a lot on LifeSite News, who publishes Bradley's columns from time to time, but not a lot in the mainstream, yeah?
Well, you know, we were able to do this tweet fest about two weeks ago on Twitter, actually shaming a lot of the mainstream media into covering this. And believe it or not, you know, bolt yourself to your chair here. Anderson Cooper spent 16 minutes talking about this entire trial, read the grand jury report, which is 281 pages, which is just gruesome. And anybody that's a pro-lifer wants to know what's going on inside the abortion industry, they've got to read that grand jury report. So he read it. A lot of the mainstream media is finally picking up on it.
Hey, man, you know what? I love having you on the show. I barely mentioned this last time you were on the show with us. Again, we have Troy Newman with us from Operation Rescue. Anytime you look at a situation, most people are saying, well, gosh, the mainstream media is not going to cover this. You know, they're da-da-da. You look at the higher ground and you say, how do we tactically get above this? And you create a tweet fest. Now you have one of the most liberal reporters out there on CNN, Anderson Cooper, giving how many minutes to this?
16 minutes. I mean, that's unheard of. I couldn't buy a millisecond, you know, on my budget for the CNN, but they spent 16 whole minutes talking about this. And honestly, I could have written the script. So you're right. We've got to, rather than just complain about the mainstream media, blah, 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 you can actually force your hand. I'm a big fan of Sun Tzu and The Art of War. It was written thousands of years ago. And Sun Tzu says, look, when you're attacking, when you're in a war with a prideful person, attack them in their pride, and they'll be forced to make a mistake in order to defend their position. And so when you attack the mainstream media for being negligent and burying their heads in the sand, ignoring a story as big as this, well, guess what? You can shame them into actually covering it, and that's what they did. And I think you want to kind of get into some of the facts of the case, but this is one of the most shocking, horrific, disgusting trials that I have ever heard about, a serial sociopath murderer, and the same thing is going on every day inside other abortion clinics.
Yep. You know what? I want to read this because I think it's so important that people understand. When Joshua and Caleb went to the Promised Land, they went with a number of other spies as well. Joshua and Caleb came back. The other spies gave their accounts, said, surely it's a good land. You know, America's good. I think everybody agrees upon that. We got a great constitution. We've got great liberties. We have great outreaches in our country. And overall, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But the mainstream media is so big, and government has gotten so out of control. I just don't know what we can do. And Joshua and Caleb, and I'm liking both times, Joshua and Caleb calmed the people and said to the people, no, hold on, let us go up at once. If God be for us, there is favor, we shall surely overtake them. And that's exactly what you're talking about. You just proved it right now as you're fighting for life. Earlier on, I was talking to the audience just about, am I doing enough? Many people feel they're exhausted right now. And I'm sure you feel the same way from day to day, that you encourage yourself in the Lord, just like David did in the book of, I believe that is Samuel, when he came back and his entire camp was eradicated, all their wives and children were taken. He encouraged himself to the Lord and went and attacked the enemy and got everything back plus the spoil. Troy, I do want to get into some of the details of what's happened. We've covered it for the past 2 days. But I want you to tell me, from your perspective, what is the news that's going to come out of this where there's a victory for the body of Christ and for liberty-loving Americans all over the country and for life of the unborn?
Well, number one, I would say the number one victory here is the things that we have been saying. The abortion industry is killing children. They're doing it in deplorable conditions. They're abusing women. They're racist. They're keeping baby body parts as trophies. They're selling the baby body parts. The repulsive and reprehensible sexual deviancy of the abortion industry. They've been telling us that we're baying at the moon. You know, we're wild-eyed, crazy, fundamentalist fanatics, don't know what we're talking about, misogynist pigs. But it is now being played out in real time, in vivid color, for the whole world to see. And we have been vindicated. Every day anybody reports on the Gosnell trial, it's a vindication for the body of Christ. It's a vindication for the babies. It's a vindication for the pro-life movement, and it assures me of absolute total victory, because the only way the abortion cartel can survive is in secrecy, in darkness, kind of like cockroaches and mold. You know, it only survives in secrecy and in dark places. And as soon as you bring out the sunlight, which, by the way, is a natural disinfectant, as soon as you shine the light of truth on these wicked, despicable things, even people like Anderson Cooper and USA Today and MSNBC, they have to be repulsed by it. And here's the deal. President Obama was asked on the Today Show about the Kerman Gosnell trial. It floored me, because these guys never ask the hard questions, right? Obama says, look, it's an ongoing trial. I can't really comment on it. But if anybody in the abortion clinics are doing something illegal or unethical, then they need to be prosecuted. I was doing car wheels. Are you kidding me? Now you've got Obama calling for the prosecution of abortion clinics when they're doing illegal activity. I've got a list a mile long of people doing illegal activity in the abortion industry. Thank you, President Obama. You know what? And when a man's ways please the Lord, it makes even his enemies at peace with him. And this time, even Obama, like a broken clock, can be right twice a day.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, you just brought up even their enemies will be at peace with them. There is no peace outside of the law, folks. So what we're talking about is the enemies are reconciled unto the law and justice. You brought up a couple points. Number one, this case is what it's bringing to light is the atrocities that are going on in the abortion industry. No different than what MLK did in the 60s. Racism was very alive. Segregation was very alive in the South, had been for well over 100, 200 years, 300 years in some cases. All he did was bring the cameras down there and show America, and America responded and reacted. I saw that as a godly, divine movement that God did to drop a domino that then caused this extended effect. Do you feel the same way right now with what's going on with this case, Troy? Do you feel that's what's happening to your cause, what you've been praying for?
Yeah, look, I mean, when they were fire-hosing blacks, when they were shooting them on the campuses, it brought the Jim Crow laws right to the forefront of everybody's mind, and everybody knew intrinsically that this was an evil. Everybody knows that what Gosnell is doing is evil. Now, here's what they are trying to do. Here's what the left is trying to do. They're saying, hey, he's an outlier. This is only something that happens, you know, on rare occasions. And this, in fact, he's probably the only guy that's ever done this. But it's not. And we can prove it. For instance, Brian Finkel is serving 35 years to life in Arizona prison right now for raping 109 women. Plus, okay, Hamilton's serving a life sentence in Oklahoma right now for murdering his wife, bludgeoning her to death, blood everywhere, and blaming it on pro-lifers. Okay, I've got abortionists in jail right now for doing illegal abortions, for I mentioned sexual deviancy, tax evasion. And I've got a list a mile long that shows that these things that Gosnell is doing is happening all over the country right now. Now, the point here is that we cannot allow anybody, whether it's the abortion cartel, politicians, or anybody else, to say that he's an anomaly and to throw him under the bus, let him be convicted, and then go on their merry way and say Planned Parenthood is different. It's a much higher standard, but it's not. Planned Parenthood is doing the exact same things.
Let me ask you something, Troy. You brought up two things. Number one, crime breeds crime, folks. Of course, this is what they're based on. This is their income and their revenue. Their business model is based on sin and crime. So, of course, it's going to attract other sin and other crimes. Number two, you brought up Planned Parenthood, and I'm glad that you did. Planned Parenthood was fully knowledgeable of what Kermit was doing. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. In fact, they just admitted this last week. And, of course, we knew it. They were referring patients to Kermit Gosnell. They had some of their own patients that had visited his abortion clinic and received horrific treatment, and they knew all about it. They just refused to actually turn them in. Now imagine if you knew of such horrific crimes as what Gosnell's being accused of and is on trial for right now, murdering babies and so forth, and you didn't turn them in. You know what? The law axiom from as way back as law has been written is silence is consent. When you're silent on an atrocity, you are consenting to it. And that's where here's another thing. Up in Delaware, we just reported, Operation Rescue reported on this a few weeks ago, and now it's making extreme press. The abortion clinic known as Planned Parenthood in Delaware was doing many of the same things that Gosnell was doing. Wasn't washing their hands, was botching abortions, leaving babies inside women, refusing to use anesthesia. In fact, we documented, I think it was 4 ambulance runs within just a couple week time, people getting beat up outside the abortion clinic for being pro-life. We shut these two places down in light of the revelations of what's going on in Gosnell's trial. So, yes, violence breeds violence, but justice breeds justice. And we
love it.
Justice flowing down like a river and righteousness like a never-ending stream. We can really make hay. You never know when abortion's going to end, but this is one of these things that could really make it happen.
Amen, Troy. I love it. Even how you brought in the scripture verse, that is exactly the context of that scripture. We have with us Troy Newman from OperationRescue.org, OperationRescue.org. Again, Troy Newman, looking at how in the world we take the high ground and maintain it. We've lost a lot of ground. Nobody's denying that. But look at how this man and his ministry, along with the Sons of Liberty, are taking back that ground. Will you join us on the next segment here, Troy?
Yeah, I can stay till the top of the hour.
Let's do one more. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, we have Mr. Troy Newman from OperationRescue.org. I'm on the website right now. I encourage you to check it out. See what victory is like, folks, because that is what we need. And just like you said, crime, criminality breeds criminality, so does victory, folks. Now, I want to read a verse. This is the book of Amos. This is a prophet. In chapter 5, verse 21, the Lord says through Amos, I despise your feast days, your wonderful Jesus celebrations translated in the common day. I will not smell in your solemn assembly when you put on the holy face and the church face and say it's church time now. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beasts. Take thou away from me the noise of thy song, for I will not hear the melody of your viols. But let judgment run down like waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have you offered unto me sacrifices and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But you have borne the tabernacle of your Molech. And folks, when you study Molech, you can see it's infanticide, sacrificing their children unto idolatry, and chewing your images and the star of your God, which you have made to yourself. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Now, a righteous people, like Troy Newman, our guest, well, stand up and say, no, I heard, Lord, I heard out of that, let judgment run down like waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. When we do that, we receive the blessings of God. It's not over, folks. When you stand, it's not over. Troy, give me some more examples, and I want the people to hear this. Gosnell, you feel he's done. He's in the cooker. I'm a little upset that he was the judge dismissed. I think it was three of the seven original charges here. But how do you feel this is going to end out by letting judgment run down, as the Bible says, like waters and righteousness, like a mighty stream. Do you see that happening in this case?
Yeah, I do. And don't be discouraged by the dismissal of a few charges. He actually reinstated one. Gosnell is being tried for the murder of one of his mothers, one of the mother patients, maternal patients, mother of one of these dead babies, Karma Maya Monger. That's one count of murder. But he's also got six other counts of murder on these babies that he personally killed after they were born by snipping the backs of their head. It's actually called an internal decapitation. And so this would be represent the first time in 40 years since decriminalization of abortion. And notice I said decriminalization, not legalization.
Thank you.
Because
things
that God says are illegal should always be illegal. You cannot make, just like if they so-called legalized homosexual marriages, it is not a marriage because only God defines what is right and wrong. Now, having said that, we don't want to go too far afield. This is something that is going to be written down in the history books as one of the things that takes down Roe versus Wade. Last time I was on this program, you and I talked a lot about the fact that over 70%, 70, of all the abortion clinics that were ever in existence have now been closed and shuttered and shut down completely, not to reopen. Roe versus Wade is going the way of the cassette tape and the VHS tape and the 8-track tape. It's going down in history as a bad experiment and awful. And it's being replaced by people who respect life and understand that life is given to us by a creator God, and that that life cannot be taken away without due process of law.
That's
and,
right.
You know, just as when Jesus was in his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, said if the people didn't cry out, the rocks would have to cry out. I mean, that's what we see in cases like this. We have a pro-abortion district attorney prosecuting a despicable abortionist, doing the bidding of God Almighty, and he doesn't even know what he's doing. He is going. This case is going to be one of those things to take down Roe versus Wade, and if the pro-lifers in the church don't take down Roe versus Wade, God will use the pro-abortion people to take it down.
Amen. Amen. Well said. There's so much in what you just said. And I'm thinking to myself of William Penn, the obviously pro-life, pro-Christian man that established Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And I can hear his prayers and the application of the righteousness that he stood in Christ coming back to be vindicated. And as you said, if the church will not do the job, it'll be a pro-choice prosecutor that will do the church, because God can use whomever he will, and he will use it so long as his people stand and don't let things like this off the hook. Do you think, Troy, in that state right now, in Philadelphia, because I know Philadelphia, honestly, you look at how many murders take place in that city, I think at one time or another, it was the murder capital per capita in the United States of America. What is happening to that city right now? Do you see a transformation there? You're there, you just came back from there, and you're going to return back to there. What's happening in the city as a whole? And as it's fluctuating, or as it's rippling throughout the United States, what's happening, Troy?
You know, I mean, the murder rate in America is overall, it's down. I mean, you look back to the 70s and the 80s, there's a lot of indication to that. You know, you mentioned the captivity of Israel. You know, a lot of people say, some theologians might say, well, Israel went into captivity up to Babylon because they didn't honor the, and there's a lot of different theories, but you mentioned the verse there in Amos. They were thrown into captivity. Psalm 109 says it. Isaiah chapter 1 says it. They were thrown into captivity because they killed their own children. And so what brought them back into repentance was the realization of that in repentance. And you can never really repent until you're dealing with your own sins. Now, the way God does that, you look at the book of Judges, is often through remedial judgment. You know, people talk about, you know, cataclysmic judgment, once and final, you know, boom, that's it. Yeah, sometimes God does bring the flood or fire in Sodom and Gomorrah, but most often the way he deals with his people is through warnings, and then he ratchets up the fire a little bit. He turns the knob on the stove from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. And what we're seeing in America
with the economic crises, the moral collapse, the violence, the endless wars, the taxation, the suffering in the countries. We're coming to grips with our own sin through, I believe, you know, and I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet, but I mean, it doesn't take a prophet to recognize this as remedial judgments. God's bringing us really close to our sin. The Gosnell trial is showing us our sin. And what people do when faced with sin, they do one of two things. They either repent and turn back to God, which I see more and more people doing, and that's what's encouraging me, or they harden their hearts. And we do see a lot of people hardening their hearts. So my prayer is that more and more people will recognize this and come back to the Lord and then start doing something, according to Matthew 25, where whatsoever you do for the least of these, you do for me.
Amen. Well, you know what? At the Sons of Liberty here, we want to give you more firepower. Troy, how do people connect with this to give you that needed arsenal to send the message
like
even stronger and more clear?
Man availeth much.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Pray. This is a prime opportunity. Think of the people that were watching Anderson Cooper that got hit upside the head with a 2x4 because they had an abortion once in their life, and they're going, oh, my gosh, now I feel terrible about it. We have a bunch of people in the country that are walking dead. In other words, they're walking around without God, without the Spirit. They're walking dead, and they need the Spirit of life breathed into them. So pray for these people. If they want to get more involved in the pro-life movement, you know, OperationRescue.org is a good place to start. Pray for our mission. Google pro-life and get involved. Rock and roll, baby. We've got the Lord on our side, and if he's for us, who in the universe could be against us?
Hey, that sounds familiar. That sounds exactly like Scripture, folks. And when you have the Spirit of God alive in your heart, as our guest does today, as the Sons of Liberty bring to you day by day on the airwaves, as Bradley's going to do tonight in Des Moines. I don't know, Troy, if you're familiar, but we're going to be at the DMAC College tonight. Bradley's going to be giving a message on one of these quote-unquote liberal campuses here in Des Moines. It's going to be at the Enrichment Center, Room 106 in Ankeny, Iowa, tonight. We're bringing the light. We're not asking permission. You don't ask permission for what is right. Thank you so much for joining us, Troy. We appreciate you. Operation Rescue.
My pleasure.
And I hope that firepower increases, brother.
Thank you. Always a great time to be with you guys.
You got it, man. Have a great weekend. God bless you, sir. Now, folks, I want you to stay in tune on this particular topic, but the important part is the cultural disease that has permeated, that now, just like Troy said, we have to face ourselves, face our sins. But once you do that, you revenge all disobedience. You get active. People will tell that you have repented. People will tell the conversion because they'll see it in demonstration in your lifestyle. Again, join us tonight at DMAC, Des Moines Area Community College, at the FFA Enrichment Center, Room 106. The details on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. That's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, look tonight, Brad will be releasing another column, or his weekend columns here. It'll be going out tonight and then tomorrow morning. Stay in touch at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The site will carry all the updates. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow after another victory. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree, and we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons of liberty.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.